Well, sir, I'd hear tell a whole lot about a boarding house here in New York kept by Mr. Delmonico, and I said to Mother, "Now, Mother, when I get down to New York City, that's where I'm going to board at Mr. Delmonico's." Well, I got a feller to show me where it was, and when I got on the inside, I don't suppose I was ever more sucked back in my life. I couldn't tell whether it was a high-toned society festival or a camp meeting at feeding time. They had flowers and birds everywhere, and out in the woods someplace they had a band to play, and I guess some of them was having a dance to settle down their dinner. One feller come up to me and commenced talking some outlandish language, something about Mon Sour, Mon Shower, and I just made up my mind he was one of them bunco fellers and I wouldn't talk to him. And another feller come up wanting to know if I'd have my dinner table d'hotel or all over a card, and I told him it was just the same to him. He could bring me my dinner on a plate. Well, he handed me a little program of the dinner, and I had about halfway down it. Then he brought me a bottle of cider pop, and I got to drinking that as I never felt so gosh darn good in all my life. I danced old Dan Tucker right there in the dining room. I hugged three or four of the hired hands and took a wrestle out of Mr. Bon Sour, Mon Shower, and just then they come a lot of constables in there, and they took me out riding in a little blue wagon with a bell on it, and what I'd had there cost me $16.75, and they kept ringing the bell on that wagon every darn foot of the way to let folks know I was one of Mr. Delmonico's boarders.